I'm Anilia, and my view started when I was about two, by my stepdad.
That's Onelia Perkins, who survived years of sexual abuse by her stepdad, the only father she ever knew.
And at 13, I became pregnant with his child, and she's right here. And so because of the laws that were passed here at the Capitol, his rights were terminated, and so we're fine.
It was only after Perkins reported the abuse to a teacher that her abuser was arrested. And that's after she'd already reported the abuse to a friend and her own mother, who never told anyone. Perkins, who's now 18, along with even younger survivors, came to the Florida Capitol to share their stories with state lawmakers as well as leadership. One was 16-year-old Katrina.
I was sexually abused by my dad's best friend. He was someone that my family and I trusted, like, very deeply. And I told him my 12th birthday party.
She says what really helped her move forward as a survivor and advocate is the Gulf Coast Children's Advocacy Center in Panama City. The organization helps victims of child abuse and sexual violence.
And I got help from Tasha from the Gulf Coast Children's Advocacy Center. And they helped me get through what I was feeling and helped me get through how I thought that it was my fault and let me know that it was okay to tell and it was not my fault at all. It was his fault. And even though that he was found not guilty, it did happen. And I can make a change here at the Capitol.
Around this time of year, Perkins and Katrina would be taking part in the annual Walk in My Shoes journey. Participants walk statewide for more than 1,500 miles, raising awareness about sexual assault. It's led by sex abuse survivor, advocate, and now Plantation Democratic Senator Lauren Book, who had to delay the walk to September. Not only is the freshman lawmaker still in session, she just gave birth to twins. Still, that didn't deter her organization, Lauren's Kids, from setting up a huge Walk in My Shoes display in the Capitol, seen as you walk through the main entrance.
And we have over 1,000 shoes that have been decorated by young survivors all throughout the state of Florida, young and old. Our youngest shoe is of a young survivor, and our oldest shoe is a grandma who wanted to share her story for the first time. And so we feel so proud to bring those stories and those voices here to the Capitol, where we know that true change continues to take place.
Dangling from the display are hundreds of paper shoes with messages like "Stop Sexual Violence." And on the floor are real shoes attached with messages like, quote, "My dad sexually abused me, I am six." Coconut Creek Democratic Representative Kristen Jacobs says she encourages everyone to walk through the powerful display.
Walk through not just those shoes that are hanging, the spirit of the people whose names are on every one of the paper shoes, but look at the floor, because what you see there are not just women's shoes. You see children's shoes. You see men's shoes. Every pair of shoes there is a pair of shoes that the person was wearing when they were brought to the hospital, or they were brought to a sexual assault treatment center, or to a police department. They really tell the story.
The goal of many sex abuse advocates is to let those afraid to come forward know it's okay to tell. Last year, more than 10,000 victims reported their abuse to service providers in Florida. Most chose not to report the assault to law enforcement due to shame, guilt, or embarrassment. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.